The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. So let's start with the next article from Prevention Magazine, Secrets of Aging Well. And this is a good way to start the year. Acts of kindness, and it's under stress management. Doing nice things for others proves to have therapeutic benefits. Showing kindness reduces health problems, builds social bonds, and combats loneliness, and also decreases isolation, all of which become more problematic as you age. Winston Churchill famously said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." And more research is adding weight to those wise words. Many experts now believe that lifting one another up is as powerful as any fitness routine or healthy meal. Thanks to the cooperation and collaboration it fosters, kindness is one of the main reasons people have been able to survive and thrive in communities for thousands of years. It also seems even more important given the challenges we're facing today, says Kelly Harding, MD, MPH, a professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University Irving Medical Center. In fact, she says, kindness might be the critical issue facing our world right now. That's because kinder communities, ones that allow for fair access to things like housing, education, and health care, help us live longer, healthier lives, says Dr. Harding, who is the author of The Rabbit Effect, Live Longer, Happier, and Healthier, with the groundbreaking science of kindness. On top of that, research shows that our bodies work better when our lives are filled with more empathy and kindness. It doesn't make us immune to the stressors and dangers around us, Dr. Harding says, but kindness helps us to do better mentally and physically with whatever illness or other adversity shows up. You've seen evidence of this on the bus. When someone offers his or her seat to an elderly person, the generous person feels noble, the elderly person beams with gratitude, and even spectators feel like cheering inside just from having witnessed a simple act of kindness. As it turns out, the effect of those experiences aren't just psychological. Those who study the science of do-gooding have discovered that performing, or even just imagining performing, a good deed has major physiological benefits for the giver, not just the recipient. Naturally, we don't behave in benevolent ways to benefit from our actions, but just between us, the side effects are awesome. Your body on kindness. Even after researchers account for differences in factors like age, gender, education, personality, and mental health, studies show that kinder behavior is linked to having fewer health problems, such as heart disease, sleep disorders, and even hearing loss, and to greater longevity. Studies have also found that being kind can help lower blood pressure and anxiety, and some research found helping others even lessened symptoms of depression in people who had lost a spouse. Experiments show that doing something kind for someone is more likely to boost your mood and lower your stress than doing something for yourself. Plus, a recent review of data from nearly 200,000 research participants around the world found that pro-social behavior, donating money to charity, volunteering, spontaneously helping out, was linked to better physical and mental health. What makes these acts of kindness so powerful? Think of life as a series of choices. Each small daily choice we make either nurtures our emotional well-being or aggravates stress, and that helps or hinders our physical health, Dr. Harding says. Practicing kindness is on the helping side of that equation. The precise connection to our physical health is not known, but we do know that kindness triggers a neurochemical response, says Waguth Ishak, MD, a psychiatry professor at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles and the editor of Atlas of Psychiatry and the Handbook of Wellness Medicine. When we do something nice for someone else, oxytocin and dopamine, the feel-good hormones, are released in our bodies, and levels of cortisol, a hormone relating to stress, fall. There's also evidence that kindness affects our genes. Our DNA is the blueprint for our cells as they replicate over the course of our lives. Diet, exercise, and smoking all affect how well that blueprint gets translated into new cells and whether genes linked to heart disease or cancer get activated. But kindness and other social factors in our environments affect that process as well, Dr. Harding says. Studies suggest that feeling socially isolated, not having someone who shows affection to you, and feeling discriminated against, all examples of unkindness, hamper it. Kindness plus empathy equals turbocharged benefits. One way to amplify the effects of kindness on your health is to understand how it connects with empathy. Feeling what someone else is feeling, such as being upset when a friend is upset over a breakup, though it has no direct bearing on your life. Empathy isn't necessary to be kind. For example, you might donate to your niece's fundraiser out of obligation rather than because you feel for her and her desire to collect money for her school. Though related, empathy can be a strong motivator for kind behavior and can make kind actions more powerful, says Jamal Zasik, Ph.D., a psychology professor at Stanford University, who reaches the neuroscience of how people connect with and care for one another. Zaki's research has shown that people tend to feel happier and less stressed after they've done something kind for a friend, and those benefits are greatest on days when they also report empathizing with a friend. For instance, picking up your friend's kid at a daycare when she works late is an act of kindness. But if you empathize with how stressed your friend is, you might feel better emotionally as a result. Other studies have found that when people give to charity and think their money has a positive impact on others, the emotional benefits of that spending increase. Volunteering seems to have a similar effect. In one study, people who volunteered tended to live longer than those who didn't, but not when they volunteered for self-oriented reasons, like taking advantage of an employer's offer of a paid day off for volunteering. Beyond the mental health benefits, empathy can also help us be kind to people when we might not normally be inclined to do so. For instance, if a coworker is difficult to work with, empathizing with hardships they're experiencing at home might motivate you to lend a hand with a project they're working on. If that sounds like a stretch, remind yourself that being kind doesn't mean you're letting other people walk all over you or that you can't set boundaries when you're asked to help and you're tapped out. It also doesn't mean never getting angry or having negative emotions. Kindness is a matter of treating others with dignity and respect, even when you disagree with them. And in the process of creating a more enjoyable environment for everyone around you, you could lower your stress levels and boost your well-being. And we have two sidebar articles with this article. One is four ways to practice kindness online. Sometimes it's hard to remember you're interacting with real humans when you're looking at a screen. Use these strategies to make digital kindness your new superpower. One, notice how well you play with others. Do you react too quickly to your cousin's social media post? Were you prompted to post a negative response because someone else did? Pay attention to your patterns. 2. Take a pause. Rushing leads us to feel stressed, which makes it difficult to practice empathy and kindness. Avoid looking at social media when you don't have time to digest everything you're reading. 3. Try to see it their way. Consider the situation from the other person's point of view. What led them to do what they did or think the way they do? If you find it hard to humanize the person, it's better to disengage. Just put your phone away and do something else. And 4, create kind habits. Regularly make an effort to send a Facebook message to a friend who is struggling. Give a genuine compliment to a person on your Instagram feed or tweet at someone well known to tell them you appreciated a book they wrote or a speech they gave. And the other sidebar article is titled, Get Your Kids on the Kindness Train. The following charitable organizations offer kid-friendly volunteer opportunities. Lasagna Love. You and your child become chefs and prepare a delicious pasta meal for a family in need. Then you drop it off at their home. The global nonprofit has a network of more than 20,000 volunteers nationwide. To get your child cooking, visit lasagnalove.org. That's lasagnalove.org. Project Linus. Help your child learn a skill while sewing, knitting, or crocheting so they can join the army of blanketeers. They'll be helping provide comforting homemade blankets to kids who are ill or otherwise in need. Find a chapter at Project Linus, L-I-N-U-S, .org. A million thanks. Teach your kids about the sacrifices brave men and women make for our country. Then go to amillionthanks.org and encourage them to write from the heart thank you notes to active, reserve, or veteran U.S. military members. Now we're going to AARP, the magazine, to the article that we were dealing with on tech for everybody. This is under the heading of shop. Get the most out of couponing. You don't need to clip coupons from the Sunday paper anymore. Now they will come to you. Coupons are even better when they're automatically applied at checkout, says Nathan Burrow, deals editor for Wirecutter. He suggests signing up for retailer loyalty programs, which will often get you these automatic deals on purchases. Also, download retailer and restaurant chain mobile apps. Those often contain special discounts because the companies want you to order from your phone. There are more ways to find coupons, including via apps like PayPal, Honey, Rakuten, the Coupons app, or KCL. And Joni Diemer, co-CEO and co-founder of Crazy Coupon Lady, suggests signing up for mailing lists from trusted retailers. For example, just for signing up for text messages with some retailers, you may get a special text offer, she says. But consider using a separate email account if you want to avoid the flood of emails into your main inbox. We have a safety alert here. Be cautious with browser extensions. If you download free browser extensions like PayPal Honey, Coupon Cabin, Sidekick, or Scently, they'll search and apply discount codes when you're checking out at a retailer's site. But they may also track your behavior to deliver specific ads to you. If this creeps you out, one solution is to have more than one web browser on your computer. You could have one for shopping with the extension and another for general use. You can get free shipping, no membership needed. Amazon Prime has been a huge success in online shopping, with more than 167 million U.S. subscribers. Although a Prime membership offers a number of benefits, a key one is free shipping on most purchases. If something that costs you $139 a year can be considered free, it depends on how often you shop and how often you shop at Amazon, Diemer says. There are other ways to get free shipping online purchases. A simple approach is spending enough in one purchase to qualify for free shipping. For Amazon orders without a Prime membership, that's at least $35. And retailers including Walmart, Target, and Best Buy will give you free shipping on most orders exceeding $35. Burrow also suggests looking for free reward programs from other retailers that offer shipping deals when you sign up. These programs do require that you submit your personal information. So first make sure you're dealing with a trusted company. Now onto a section entitled Get Around. Share your car keys without sharing your car keys. Your car keys don't have to go on a ring. Today, in many cases, they can be kept on your phone via an app. Your car can detect your phone just as it does a key fob. Letting someone else drive your car is also easier this way because the app allows you to share the virtual keys with another person. They just need the app on their phone too. You can even set a limit for how long the keys will work, says Abigail Bassett, a journalist who has covered technology and the automotive industry for more than 10 years. A security tip is your car collecting data? Consider holding off on connected extras like Wi-Fi and navigation, especially if your phone can connect to the dash screen. Get a cheaper ride. Whether you opt for Uber or Lyft, hailing a ride today is a straightforward process from your smartphone. What you may not know is that because of the Older Americans Act, some cities are offering vouchers to people 55 or older that can cut as much as $10 off the price of each one-way ride. In Charleston, South Carolina, for example, qualifying residents are given discounts on 20 trips per month. Other communities, such as Lakewood, Colorado, will help make ride arrangements for people over age 60. Rides can be scheduled 2 weeks in advance. How do you find out about services in your area? Go to a local senior center or benefits enrollment center, facilities that help low-income Medicare beneficiaries, and find out what transportation benefits are available to you, says Jessica Johnson, a senior director at the National Council on Aging. Or you can go to the NCOA's Benefit Checkup website, that's benefitscheckup.org, which has information by zip code. These don't require much technology, she says. Oftentimes, it's just really a phone call to get that service. And then we have a sidebar with this one. Adaptive cruise control adjusts your speed. One, set the cruising speed just as you would for standard cruise control. Two, adaptive cruise control automatically reduces your speed to maintain a gap between cars. Three, your car uses a camera or sensors, or both, to detect when another car is ahead. And four, when the lane ahead clears, your car resumes its cruising speed. Next, we have Get Informed. Read all the news you want. How many times have you clicked on an enticing news article only to be denied access because of a paywall? Here's a solution. Paid aggregators, Apple News and Google News, offer subscriptions with access to numerous media outlets, including AARP the magazine and AARP Bulletin on Apple News Plus. Similarly, the Scribd app gives readers access to full issues of a wide range of magazines. The media companies get paid through your blanket subscription. I'm a big fan of new aggregators and apps, says Kimberly Dean, a senior manufacturer with the News Literacy Project. I love having the ability to customize my news feed to topics I really care about and having a range of sources to refer to conveniently. Let the news come to you. Email newsletters have been on the rise. According to Reuters, 22% of Americans read them at least weekly. To get started, go to the website of the media outlet you trust. Most have newsletters you can sign up for. Go to a newsletter platform such as Substack or Patreon and search for your specific interests. Buyer beware. Some newsletter authors have extensive journalistic experience covering the topic at hand, while others do not, says Carmen Noble, the editor-in-chief and strategic director of the Journalist Resource. And the sidebar here says, try this. Don't fear podcasts. They're easy. Just think of a podcast directory as a search engine. Go to a podcast app and type in the subject that interests you. And finally, in this section is stay fit. Watch your health. The smartwatch is my favorite thing for clients to use, says Robert Linkle, owner of Training the Older Adult, a website for personal trainers. Apple, Garmin, or Fitbit smartwatches can track nearly all your activities and give you reports on your fitness progress over time. Some models can detect changes in your gait or call for help if you fall. They also include heart rate monitors and can track your sleep. I encourage clients to get a charging station to use when you're working, sitting, or watching television so they can charge their watch during the day and wear it when they sleep. If you don't want a smart watch, get a dedicated heart rate monitor, like one from Polar, Four Eyes, that's four, I, or Cuspo. These devices, which sit on a soft band that you can wear around your waist or wrist, sync to a smartphone app. Or try Mind Mics, M-I-C-S, a set of wireless earbuds that can track your heart through the low-frequency sounds inside your ears. Do's and don'ts of fitness tech. Do consider a smartwatch that tracks your activity, monitors your heart rate, and analyzes your sleep, among other things, to keep you informed on your health. Don't neglect your heart health. If a smartwatch is too expensive, a dedicated heart rate monitor can work just as well and cost less. It just won't have the other health and fitness benefits. Do get a pedometer to count your steps. No smartphone required. How many steps? Starting out, aim for 3,000 to 5,000 per day and work up from there. What happens to the health data your smartwatches collect? The biggest widespread risk is that the data people think are private on these devices, heart rate, menstrual cycle information, location, gets used for something they don't expect, says Thorin Kilowski, a security and privacy activist with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. That might include targeted advertising or data leaks. Kowalski's recommendations: set up a strong, unique password for each device. Limit your smartwatch shopping to brands you've heard of. Check your privacy settings on the device's corresponding app on your smartphone. As a general rule I have for myself is, if I don't understand what a feature does that requires sharing more data than I might be comfortable with, I turn it off. I can always turn it back on later if it's something I would like to use. And, under a sidebar, don't try this, not for older bodies. At-home equipment with video screens and a camera, such as exercise mirrors, may not be well suited for some people. They can be discouraging by displaying an unrealistic body ideal. Also from the magazine, the Big 5-0, happy birthday to Amy Adams. Her birthday was August 20th. When not starring in box office hits like Julie and Julia, Arrival, and American Hustle, the actor prefers singing and the harmony of family. Her early years. Adams was born in Italy while her father served in the Army, but her family later settled in Colorado. Her father worked as a singer in restaurants and bars, where Adams used to drink Shirley Temples. I felt very sophisticated. A happy tune. A big fan of karaoke, Adams often sings if she's nervous or needs to relax. A foot in the door. One of Adams' first jobs was performing at a Minnesota dinner theater. She made her film debut in the 1999 comedy Drop Dead Gorgeous. Her breakthrough was an Oscar-nominated performance in 2005's June Bug. Life at home. Adams and her husband, Darren DeGallo, have a daughter born in 2010. Life to me, she told GQ in 2016, is more important than movies. Well, with the minutes we have left, let's go back to AARP, the Bulletin, and their article on saving money. And the last ones that we were looking at are under the heading of technology. So, time your buy. You can often find subscription discounts during big sale days, such as Black Friday. Also, check out your credit card and phone companies to see if they offer free subscriptions to streaming services such as Disney Plus, ESPN, or Hulu. Binge and rotate. Most TV streaming services are available by the month. There is no cost to turn off a service for a few months, waiting for it to have several shows or movies you want to watch, enjoying them across several weeks, then turning the service off again. Your goal, have no more than 2 paid streaming channels at any given time. Skip the usual phone brands. Most of Americans carry an Apple or a Samsung phone. Yet research and consumer reports show that other devices from Motorola, OnePlus, Google, and beyond can cost you less, yet offer excellent quality and service. Mobile phones. The major players, such as Apple, as well as third-party retailers, such as Walmart, sell pre-owned, refurbished phones at heavily discounted prices. Companies do a responsible job checking them to make sure they operate optimally. Pre-owned phones usually come with a warranty. Walmart was recently selling a new 128-gig iPhone 14 for $530 and a restored version of the same phone for $423 for a savings of $107. Buy a good phone case. Forget color and style and seek maximum phone protection. Focus first on these features: a raised edge around the front of the screen, some cushioning within the case, and a snug, assured fit. Only when you've found a case that can handle the occasional hard drop should you look at the color and design choice. And make it last. Clothes washers. Every year, check with a level to see if the top of the washer is still perfectly parallel to the floor. If your washer is even slightly uneven, the basket will be out of balance, straining the motor and bearings and shortening the life of the machine. YouTube has lots of videos, probably even one specific to your washer. Refrigerators. Unless your fridge is labeled zero clearance or is front vented, jamming it up against the wall or side cabinets will shorten its life, because it will have to work harder to dissipate heat. For the same reason, don't store items on top of the fridge. Make sure there's at least 1 inch of clearance on all sides. Well, folks, we have run out of time again for today's program. This episode of Modern Maturity, be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.